welcome. I'm glad that you have tuned in today. You may be listening from your vehicle, from your office, or from your home. It doesn't matter. Just listen. I believe that God is gathering together a people today to make a difference in this end time. I believe that God is preparing a people for the rapture. God wants us to be ready. We don't want to be ashamed at His coming. We don't want to hear those words, "Thou lackest one thing," or "I have somewhat against you." We want to hear Him say those immortal words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair and lean in. In the 13th chapter of the book of Genesis, Abraham and Lot had become rich with much silver and much gold and many cattle. And along with all of this substance came tension and strife among the shepherds. The shepherds were fighting among themselves. So Abraham came to Lot and he said, "Let there be no strife between you and me, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you will take the left hand, I'll go to the right. And if you depart to the right, then I'll go to the left." Abraham had come to the conclusion that in order to live peacefully with his brother, there needed to be a separation. You've heard that old adage, familiarity breeds contempt. This seems to be what happened. They began to quarrel one with another. I believe that this was when Abraham realized the wisdom of God in telling him to separate himself from his father's house and from his kindred. And now we find that Abraham is saying to Lot, "Separate yourself from me, that there be no strife." Don't you know we all have kindred that we must separate ourselves from, lest there be contention? We all have those relatives of ours that we can only love from a distance. Long distance loving. We know that if we spend too much time together, if we try to merge our lives one to another, there will be tension. There will be drama. There will be arguments. Abraham realized this, so he told Lot, "Go ahead, Lot. You choose a place to go." And the Bible says that Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It was even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you come into Zoar. Did you hear the reading of verse 10? The Bible says that Sodom and Gomorrah was in a place that was well watered, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. Lot knew about the land of Egypt. He knew about the well-watered plains of the Nile River. And now, as his eyes beheld the plains of Jordan, with all of its water, its rich, fertile land that grew grass up to the cow's belly, the Bible says that Lot chose all of the plains of Jordan. Lot made his choice. Choices has consequences. The Bible tells us that the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Nonetheless, he chose the plains of Jordan and pitched his tent towards Sodom. Choices have consequences. Today, God has given us choices. Let us choose wisely. All hail King Jesus. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.